In the world of sales 2.0, you need to know what is the cutting edge. Today, we'll talk about it on Linking Into Sales.
Linking Into Sales is brought to you by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer.
Today, I want to talk about email marketing and why is it relevant to a sales professional to understand it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, I think just to give you a little background on myself, I've been in email marketing for the last 3.5-4 years. Worked for an email marketing company in Durham, or now in Morrisville, North Carolina, and now I'm actually doing email marketing for a for an apparel company in Fayetteville. Now, so I'm in the trenches when it comes to email marketing, right? So there's there are a number of things that you should do that any company should consider to do before they start email marketing, and then as they get into it, maybe your company is already doing email marketing. You have some information you could probably get from your marketing department in order to help you understand a little bit more about your customers. One of the things that you should do, take a look at from the acquisition standpoint is that where's your sign up form on your website? If you go out to your favorite blog, chances are that there's a form on the top of the page, at least above the fold, above where where you need to take a scroll down to get more information, and that form should be up on the top of the page, somewhere really close to the top. So that way, if someone sees it, they can understand that you do offer an email newsletter, and it's you provide some sort of free information along with that. Normally email newsletters, you don't pay for them. They're free to subscribe to, generally, and they should contain some relevant information based on what you're reading on their blog or on their website. Now there are different ways you can take and encourage somebody to sign up. Some ways that I have seen is that, like in e-commerce, for example, if you sign up for a newsletter, chances are they'll send you a promotional code of some sort to get free shipping off your first order or 10 or 15% off your first order. These are usually good acquisition strategies. For a website that might be a little more content-driven, if they have really, really good content, sometimes that's just compelling enough to sign up. But sometimes you need a little more encouragement than that. So you could say, sign up for my free newsletter and get a free white paper, or sign up for our newsletter, get a free excerpt from our book, which is something we're going to be doing on linkingintosales.com. You can try these strategies as well. Use your email marketing platform to help you with managing that. So, everything's already built before you get started with putting this strategy together and getting out there and executing it.
Excellent. What about the laws that apply to email marketing? Because salespeople need to pay attention to this.
Yeah. Now, there's a federal – in the United States, there's a federal law called the Can-Spam Act of 2003. And basically what it says, it sets the minimum requirements for email marketing. And what is basically, just in a nutshell, it says that you cannot write subject lines that are deceptive. What it basically means is that you can't write a subject line that is completely irrelevant to the content of the message. The other thing, which is really critical to email marketers, is that you have to provide a way to opt out of marketing messages. And that is most email marketing providers, they provide they put a footer in your message before it is sent out, and that footer says, to unsubscribe, click here. Pretty simple. We probably all used one before. If there's a marketing email that you've received and it does not have this at the bottom, normally you reply back to the email itself and say remove. And then that person who receives with monitoring that email account, that person who receives it needs to remove you within 10 days. Otherwise, they're in violation of the Can-Spam Act of 2003, and they could be fined. And fines can go upwards of $10,000 or $16,000. So it's pretty expensive. And that's just on the federal level. Let's not talk about what's on the state level. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of things there. So just be aware of that. You do need to think about asking for permission. I mean, email marketing is a permission-based activity. So don't take and just dump your folks into a list. It is best to ask for permission or to confirm that they do want to receive these emails from you. It's probably the best approach that you could take. And unless you've had a really good relationship with these people on a list, you've got 100 contacts, they all know you, you know them very well, and you can take and put them into the list and occasionally send email out to them, then that should be okay.
Why do you not want to just use your Outlook or standard email to send stuff out?
Okay.
I mean, you gave part of the reason, but give a little further.
One thing is that, yes, you do, do you want to get your inbox all, hit back with a whole bunch of people saying remove? I mean, Outlook is a terrible tool for to manage who you can email and who you can't. It's horrible. You actually have to delete the contact. Another thing too, is using Outlook. There's a chance that your domain for your business could be blacklisted. And what blacklisting means is that there are a bunch of companies out there that do monitor email traffic. And this is how we get the statistics to say about 80% of email that is sent is spam. So if a spam monitoring service provider is seeing that a whole bunch of emails coming out of your domain and they're getting spam complaints back from it because there's feedback loops set up with the ISPs that the mail is traveling through, you could potentially be blacklisted, which means your ability to send email will stop. So what email marketing providers are good at is they actually have a team of people inside their company that do help and manage those relationships with the ISPs, okay, because they have really great terms and conditions to take in and actually enforce their blacklist requirements.
You also don't get any of the feedback of what they're opening, what they're looking at. Correct. On the page.
Yeah, so
all the rich stuff with that.
Yeah, clicks, opens, all that stuff. It's conversions if you have an e-commerce platform that you're working on. All that information can be really great and actually detrimental to how you continue to email market forward. For example, in an e-commerce email, you have been sending men's and women's, inside of an email, you're finding that more people are clicking on the women's links than they are clicking on the men's links. Well, if your email marketing platform is sophisticated enough, you can actually take those clicks and segment them and actually start marketing to them using sending a women's email instead of a men's email. And you actually can, taking smaller chunks of your list is actually more productive, and you can actually grow more revenue out of it by doing something like that, by actually segmenting and targeting with relevant content rather than blanketing with large amounts of content.
Building a template. I have one customer who really was not satisfied with the template that was there, wanted to find if there was a tool to make it easy to build. Mm-hmm. Their graphic person could build it, but they needed a tool. Talk about building a template.
There are a number of your email marketing provider should be able to help actually with that. That's the easiest way if you're not familiar with using like Dreamweaver. Mm-hmm. I mean, I use Dreamweaver on a regular basis because this is
an HTML generator.
Correct. It is an HTML tool. It's a WYSIWYG, basically. WYSIWYG is what you see is what you get. It's an editor for HTML pages and other for websites, basically. Professionals use it to create websites, basically. And in essence, what you're doing with an email is doing that. So if you have a highly graphical, based, email, then you're probably going to use Photoshop and Dreamweaver in order to take and create these messages. For the micro business owner, this is not an option because that software is about $1,000, mm-hmm. right? And actually, it'd be even more expensive for it. So you can use the templates that are already available inside of your email marketing provider. And if you have a graphic designer, you can actually say, "Listen, this is the template that I like. You need to create graphics to work inside this template."
Right.
That's actually the direction you should go. You should say, "This is the layout that I want. Put graphics in it." Give me graphics and I'll put it in it. Let's do it. Right. Yeah, it doesn't work all that well.
The other thing is looking at how it will be viewed if the graphics are stripped out.
Correct. Now, that's important too. And that's a little more advanced in that respect. But basically what you want to look at is you should be using text. Don't send large images inside of an email. You can't send a PDF inside of an email. Not in the traditional sense. This is why you get a graphics person involved, someone who's familiar with using Photoshop and understanding how to slice up an image into smaller images, because large images get caught up in spam filters. So there's a lot of stuff, technical stuff that you should consider. But talk to your email marketing provider about that, and they will be able to actually help you and walk you through it. After all, it's what you pay them for. But you can, like I said, find a template that you like. You can set background colors inside of tables on there, so that way, or you can set font colors and all that stuff, so that way when someone does get the message, gets the email, and they're looking at it and images are off by default, they can actually kind of get a gist of the idea of what the message is about, and they'll probably display images because they want to see your beautiful email.
Excellent. This has been very valuable. There are several companies that give you almost 1,000 free emails too, right?
Yeah, there are. iContact actually will give you about 2,000 emails for free per month. You can have up to 500 subscribers in your account. MailChimp gives you, I want to say it's like 5,000 emails per month or somewhere along the line.
I think it's around 1,000, but I'm not sure. But check them out. It might be 2,000. Whatever it is, they'll give it to you.
Yeah, there are free account options. And there are a couple other companies out there that do offer some free email marketing as well, but you're limited. I mean, you're not going to get technical support, for example. Let me rephrase that. You won't get phone support from either one of them, but you will get email support and live chat from them.
So the main players are MailChimp, iContact, Constant Contact, and then Brunto.
Well, Bronto is
Brunto. Brunto.
Bronto, like the dinosaur. That's the platform that I'm using right now. There are definitely for the more robust email marketing or e-commerce providers.
Right. And then AWeber too.
I mean, AWeber's an option too. There's a Benchmark. There's SendStream. Right. There's Goodmail. There's a lot of different providers out there. Some of them are really good at what they do. Others, you know, they're mock-ups of the other ones. However, starting free, take a look at iContact. Really, iContact is best designed for the micro-entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. MailChimp is really good for those who are very knowledgeable in HTML and graphic design. They're the two clear-cut differences between those two companies. Mm-hmm. iContact is extremely simple. They have some great social tools, so you can take and actually integrate your email marketing into Facebook on your fan page if you have one, and also into Twitter if you have a Twitter account. MailChimp does have some of those options too, but they also have other advanced API integrations where they have a bunch of other vendors that are connecting into them as well.
Like Eventbrite works directly.
Eventbrite is one example. Shopify, for e-commerce platforms and several others as well. iContact is getting there, but if you are more technically knowledgeable, take a look at MailChimp, see if it fits. Mm-hmm. Sign up for the trials. Mm-hmm. You know, if you like it, go for it.
Constant Contact has some of the most robust education immediately available for the micro business as well.
Right, so they do.
That's another tool.
They do. Constant Contact is they don't have a free account option. Right. It starts at $15 a month. I've used it before. The interface. The last time I used it, I thought there were too many steps in order to create an email, which can be frustrating for some business owners because it just seems like it takes forever to create an email. But they also do have a number of local. They have folks based in each region, which you can actually pay to go see them, talk more about email marketing and how to actually use it in their business. And sometimes they do free events too, which is nice. But yeah.
Excellent. And your CRM, like Salesforce, integrates with a number of these as well.
If you're
ACT uses SwiftPage, which I'm not as fond of, but if you love ACT, it's your tool of choice.
Yeah, with Salesforce, there are several different email marketing providers out there that do integrate with Salesforce. iContact being one of them. I think ExactTarget and Vertical Response are another two other companies that do integrate with them. If you are a small business and you need a customer, a CRM, a customer resource manager, look at Salesforce and talk to iContact about their integration with it. It's the most affordable and probably the most robust. What's nice about the iContact and Salesforce, or iContact for Salesforce integration, is that you never have to go into the iContact interface, which is a really great one to use. Don't get me wrong there, but you do actually everything from within Salesforce. iContact is your deliverability manager. It actually will do all the delivery for you, and they have great deliverability. Deliverability meaning their relationships that they manage with the ISPs are very strong, so they're able to take and deliver email anywhere from 98 to 99% of the time, which is outstanding.
Well, excellent. Along with getting the smoke detector battery replaced, which we've been chirping during the show, we want to hear really about your use of email marketing and what other questions you want with it. Also, if you have some questions about content management systems too as well. So this is Martin Brossman.
And Greg Heyer, and you've been listening to Linking into Sales, using social media to support the sales cycle.